It's 26 past 6. Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, the test cricket schedule for this summer has finally been worked out.
Yes, Fran. Look, following, of course, the awful death of Phil Hughes, it has been thrown into disarray. The first test was due to start this Thursday. Philip Hughes's funeral is tomorrow in his hometown of Maxwell, and none of the Australian players had any desire to play a test match one day after that. So what's happened now is that the Brisbane test has been postponed, and the first test against India will now be at the Adelaide Oval starting on December the 9th. The Brisbane test has now been placed in between the first and third test, so its second test against Australia v India will be at the Gabba on December the 17th, and the Boxing Day test will go ahead as it usually does at Melbourne, and with the fourth test in Sydney also delayed. So some of the players may play club cricket this weekend. Some have already begun training with their states. So starting to return to that that word we call normal, but still a very, very difficult day for Australian cricketers to get through tomorrow, Fran.
Yeah, I'm sure they're feeling far from normal still. Yet another unbelievable twist, Warwick, in the Asada saga at Essendon.
Look, Fran, you've called it, and I've called it the gift that keeps on giving, but this one yesterday stunned a lot of people, really, in some of the things that were going on. I was told this time last week that Asada's lawyers told the Essendon players' lawyers that Asada had not given their lawyers very much to work with. I think that was almost the direct quote. And that seemed to be confirmed yesterday when it was revealed during a directions hearing before the AFL's anti-doping tribunal that there's two star witnesses for Asada, a drug importer by the name of Shane Carter and a compounding pharmacist by the name of Nima Alavi, have not signed any affidavits and both don't wish to turn up to give any evidence to the anti-doping tribunal, which is set down now for December the 15th. Now, this is an extraordinary development. Another part of this extraordinary development is Asada is now going to the Supreme Court to see if he can get subpoenas to ask these two men or compel these two men to come and give evidence. But even if they do come along in response to those subpoenas, they don't have to answer questions, it seems. It's going to be another one of these many very, very involved legal arguments that have been going on through this. But the question that's being asked, including by the former head of Asada, Richard Ings, is why did Asada proceed to issue show cause notices before it had its evidence well and truly locked into place? It's extraordinary development, this one, and it may now seem that the case will be thrown out for lack of evidence on December the 15th or thereabouts, Fran.
After all of that. And pretty good news, I think, for the Hockey Roos, isn't it? They drew in the Champions Trophy match against the home team, Argentina.
It was a pretty feisty match, and Emily Smith scored the first goal for the Australians. There was a response from the Argentines, but I think the Australians at the end were pretty happy with 1-1, Fran.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.